This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jenks.
Hi, I'm Aston. I'm from Ashford, Kent, and I'm on plumbing 6129.
Hi, Aston.
Hi, Tom.
So, Aston, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Before Trade for Trades, I actually worked in a plumbing merchant for 3 years, selling on the counter. And that's what gave me the idea to want to change, to actually go out on the tools and do plumbing.
So did you always want to be a plumber then?
No, from school, I didn't know what I wanted to do. It was just something that happened, and a job that I found.
So how are you finding the studying at home part of the course then?
The studying at home is good. I can actually work, I can work 5 days a week. And then I do my coursework or my bookwork in the evenings. So it gives you plenty of time and you can work it around yourself.
What do you think of the virtual reality software then? How have you found that?
Yeah, that's found it reasonably easy to use. Gives you a view of how things work and how things go together before you actually come down to the training centre. Gives you a bit of a head start.
You're on your first week of your practical training, aren't you?
Yes.
How is that going?
Yeah, it's good. The tutors down here seem to be very friendly and very helpful. They've all had plumbing training as well, so they know everything. They seem to be really good.
What things have you been doing in your first week in Southampton then?
First, we've started, done an introduction, learnt about the site and all our bookwork that we're going to be doing through the course. And we've also started some practical. We started soldering and making some mock-up templates with copper and fittings.
Have you been getting any practical experience outside of your course then?
Yes, I've actually got an apprenticeship, so I work alongside a plumbing and heating engineer 5 days a week, so I get a lot of experience out on site as well.
Would you be able to tell us a bit about how you got that apprenticeship, that plumbing apprenticeship?
Yeah, because of my job before, I worked in a merchant, so I knew a lot of plumbers that was coming in and out of the shop, and I went round asking. And the people that I got to know, it took me a while, but eventually someone came back to me and said, I am looking for an apprentice now, and it went from there.
What are your plans then when you finish your course? If I had to say, where do you want to be in a year's time, what would your answer be?
Once I finish my course, I'd like to then go on to get my gas safe certificate, an ACS, and then possibly start up my own company and find my own business and clients and work on my own.
So, Aston, if you had to sum up your whole course, your whole experience with Train for Trade Skills so far, what would you say?
Yeah, it's really good.
That's great, Aston. Thank you for joining us.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Tom.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com. Train for Trade Skills.